Hey there, awesome listeners. It's your girl, Avery Hart here, back with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Now, let's be real, we all hit roadblocks, right? Those moments where it feels like the world's conspiring against us, or maybe it's just that one particularly stubborn traffic jam on a Monday morning. Ever felt like you're constantly being tossed around by life's little or sometimes big waves? Well, guess what? You're not alone. And that's why we're diving into something super powerful today. Building resilience. It's like having an inner superhero suit that helps you weather any storm. Think of it as your personal stoic armor, forged in the fires of challenge and designed to keep you strong, focused, and ready to conquer whatever comes your way. Now, let me share 5 key takeaways from this week's episode that will supercharge your resilience. First up, remember that life is a marathon, not a sprint. There are going to be ups and downs, twists and turns, just like in any good race. It's okay to feel frustrated, disappointed, even downright defeated sometimes. But the key is to keep moving forward, one step at a time. Think about it this way. Imagine you are climbing a mountain. There will be steep inclines, rocky terrain, and maybe even moments where you want to just throw your hands up and turn back. But those are the moments that test your strength, build your determination, and ultimately lead you to breathtaking views from the summit. Second, focus on what you can control. You know that feeling when something completely out of your control happens? Like a major power outage on a Friday night or a sudden downpour ruining your carefully planned picnic. It's frustrating, right? But dwelling on those things won't change anything. Instead, channel your energy into what you can control. Your attitude, your reactions, and your actions. This is where the Stoic philosophy comes in handy. It teaches us to focus on our internal world, our thoughts, emotions, and values, because that's where true power resides. By controlling your inner landscape, you can navigate the external storms with grace and resilience. Third, practice gratitude. This one might seem simple, but it's incredibly powerful. Seriously, take a moment right now to think about 3 things you're grateful for. Maybe it's your cozy bed, a delicious cup of coffee, or the laughter of loved ones. Cultivating a sense of gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the good in your life, even amidst challenges. It's like a mental reset button that reminds you that there's always something to be thankful for. Fourth, embrace discomfort. Now, I'm not talking about masochism here. But pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone is essential for growth and resilience. Think of it as a muscle. The more you challenge it, the stronger it becomes. Sign up for that pottery class you've been eyeing, start that conversation with someone new, or tackle that project that's been making you procrastinate. Stepping outside your comfort zone might feel scary at first, but it's in those moments of vulnerability that we discover our true potential and build unwavering resilience. And finally, remember that you're not alone. This journey of life is a shared experience, and there are people who care about you, want to support you, and have walked similar paths. Don't hesitate to reach out to friends, family, or even a therapist for guidance and support when you need it. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend just got dumped. They're feeling heartbroken, lost, and totally overwhelmed. You know they're strong, but they need a little extra encouragement right now. How do you show up for them? Do you tell them to get over it or offer unsolicited advice? Or do you listen with empathy, validate their feelings, and remind them of their incredible strength and resilience? That's the power of being there for someone in their moment of need. It's about offering a shoulder to lean on, words of encouragement, and a reminder that they're not alone in this journey. So, my amazing listeners, let's recap. Build your inner stoic armor by focusing on what you can control, practicing gratitude, embracing discomfort, and remembering that you are never truly alone. Go out there, face those challenges head on, and shine your light. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a dose of resilience. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.